Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time of worship this morning. Let us be still as we draw near to worship you. May we listen and hear God speak even with the background noises of this world. You are our Father, you are our God, and we thank you for the many blessings you bestow upon us. Amen. This morning I'm going to be sharing about Simeon and Anna. Their stories are found in Luke 2, verses 21 to 40. Simeon was aged 113. He was a simple man living in Jerusalem, and Anna was aged 84. She was a prophetess. And they were blessed with the very special insight that they would recognize the Messiah when he was brought to them. And they were filled with joy because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It seemed that they were fairly insignificant people who would truly be used by God. And there are times when I feel insignificant in this big world, right? I think we all go through that. Simeon and Anna lived their lives in worship and in prayer. They always recognized the work of God's hands. So they did not choose to be insignificant or feel insignificant. They chose to recognize God daily and to give thanks for his work. They would be chosen to identify and present Jesus as Messiah to the world. Jesus was presented as the light in this darkness. And we know that age is not a determination for serving God. I have said this before, and I will say it again. We know that the elderly of the church, the elderly of our society, should be cherished as valued members, always. Valued in the church, valued in society. They have learned that the Lord is unpredictable, and that we need to go with the flow as we keep faith in his timing. Will things happen? Will there be mountains and valleys along the way? Yes. Many seniors have learned to trust in his promises, knowing that they, the promises, may take longer than we expect. I truly enjoy hearing stories of good news from senior citizens. They seem to know the importance of sharing and not keeping the love of God to themselves. Boy, is that a gift. And so Simeon was a disciplined, faith-filled man who was quite dependable and devoted toward God. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. One would think that when the parents of the Messiah would have come to have their child blessed in the temple, they would have brought a lamb. A lamb was a sign of significance. However, a lamb was more expensive than the dove. Simeon did not look down upon the poor couple who brought two doves for the sacrifice at the service. He knew that he was looking at and then holding the Messiah, the Lamb of God. The Spirit of the Lord was truly upon this child. This child, this Messiah, would bring comfort to his people. He would raise up those who believe in him. He would be a stumbling block for those who reject him. He was the Savior, the Lord, and the Messiah. Mary was told at this time that her heart would be broken as Jesus would suffer deep anguish. When we love someone so truly with all of our hearts, don't we worry about them? Don't we pray for them? Mary was told right out her son would endure pain and suffering. She truly trusted God. She protected her son as much as she could, and she placed him in God's hands. Anna, whose husband had died 7 years into their marriage, had slipped into poverty and insignificance. If you were a widow, you would also have slipped into poverty and insignificance at that time. She had the opportunity to live a life of worship and prayer, resulting in recognizing the work of God. As she shared about the child who would bring redemption to all, she chose to never leave the temple. She probably walked through Herod's huge temple, sharing in worship with everyone she could meet. And she spent a lot of time listening to those who were sharing at the time. She was a wonderful example of what it means to age in the Lord. In today's world, we have become very infatuated with youth. Let's not forget that the scriptures tell us to honor the elders and treat them with dignity and show them respect. Let's go back to chapter 2 in Luke, starting at verse 36. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then she was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew up and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom and grace. The grace of God was on him. Anna and Simeon were blessed by becoming the first to recognize the Messiah. Anna chose to recognize her blessings every day. And this stopped her from becoming bitter and resentful. She didn't let her state of poverty or her aging upset her. I tend to believe that Anna aged beautifully as she continued to recognize her increased blessings that were coming from the Lord. people were listening to her, and she surrounded herself with people who were worshiping God. Her trait of patience, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit's presence and work in her life, allowed her to respond with grace to all situations. She continued to share about God. A key to growing in patience is understanding God's will, and that God's will be done in God's time. James 5:7 says, "Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains." It's tough to be patient at times. By studying and sharing God's word, your focus will be more on God's agenda and less on your own agenda. Your heart will develop an attitude of anticipating. There will be an eagerness for each new day. Wow. Don't dread the next day. Develop an attitude of thankfulness for the next day. Psalm 41, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and he heard me cry." He hears us, and he invites us to take refuge in him. Prayer is necessary in order for us to take on God's perspective in all situations. We are all able to allow the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to fill us and inspire us through prayer. That is a gift that he gives us. Allow that Holy Spirit to fill you and inspire you. 1 Corinthians 13:4, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud." Patience is evidence of love. Patience with loved ones allow us to recognize that God is with us all. Patience is produced when we believe that God has a plan. Not my plan, it's God's plan. His never-ending plan is to forever hold us in the palm of his hand. May you find peace knowing that. You are in the palm of his hand. We are unable to choose all of the circumstances that we will experience in our lifetime. Some of us have circumstances that I don't know how they go from day to day if they didn't have God in their lives. We are able to, and we can choose how to respond to those circumstances. And if we're not going through the circumstances, let us walk with those who are going through the difficult circumstances. I'll be reading from Romans 5, starting at verse 3. "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." Simeon and Anna held on to hope. Those who are experiencing difficult situations need to hold on to hope. God uses experiences to develop our patience. He is pouring his love into our hearts. I love that thought. I love that little piece of knowledge right there. He is pouring out his love into our hearts. Waiting patiently for the Lord, quieting our hearts, pausing during the day to turn to Jesus and trusting him for the help we need in troubled and anxious times. We're encouraged to maintain our hope in the promises of his word. He's pouring out his love. I had excitedly planned my career to be a teacher, and then found pain in that career as it became more government mandated. I always prayed that the children I was working with would see and feel God's love in me and through me. I was never allowed to mention God in the public school classroom. I was blessed to work with little people who had been on earth for only 5 or 6 years. That's like brand new people, right? I truly enjoyed what I did. Perhaps it is all of the life lessons I had learned over 28 years in the classrooms that have led me to this spot right here. I can pull from my many experiences to guide, support, and pray over others. You would not believe some of the stories I could share with you. But my heart was broken toward the end because the government had stepped in and the testing had begun with these little babies that I felt didn't deserve to be treated that way. Yes, the big life lessons, I was able to teach the big life lesson over and over again. It's the golden rule, found in Matthew 7:12 and Luke 6:31. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law of the prophets. And do to others as you would have them do to you. As I quietly worked my way out of the system, I continued to pray that God's will would be done. And I prayed over the school building and the teachers that were working there. I totally trusted God, and I waited patiently to learn about how I would continue to be able to serve him. And I did a lot of praying, and I did a lot of listening, a lot of listening. I'm going to share two other stories about patience and trusting God. From these stories come from my roommates, my mom and dad. And when I'm done, I will ask you to share a story. I will ask you to share of a time of waiting in your faith of God, for his help. So prepare yourself if you choose to share. My dad, when I asked him about needing to be patient, he had to wait patiently to wed the love of his life. He was stationed in Germany and promising to marry my mom as soon as he would get home on leave. A small wedding would be planned. He applied for the time to travel home. The date was given. Everything was on go. And then he was told, nope, you have to stay. At that time, the British and the French were going after Egypt and for the sinking of their ships, and so Daddy's orders were declined. Who knew? It was after the war, but there was still trouble in the world. This was occurring in 1955. Do we want to check that? Okay. But nothing's coming through here, right? This was in 1955. Okay? Let's pick a new date. Apply for leave, get the orders, plan a new date. Mom's at home making dinner plans, flower plans, dress plans. Orders were declined as there was a revolution in Hungary against Russia. Oh my. Dad smiled as he said, I finally got home in December and we had the precious small wedding, and he practiced his patience and he trusted that my mother would be there when he arrived, and he knew that God was in control. 7 years later, Mom would lean on her faith and patience as she had to wait 2 extra weeks to deliver her twins, who ended up both being over 8 pounds. And when I asked her, oh my goodness, mother, what in the world did you do to get through that? Because she stands at 5'2" and was all of 100 pounds. She said, well, I sat around a lot. Mom and dad also had the blessing of a healthy 2-year-old child at home that would occupy their times. But they totally trusted God. They totally believed that their children would be healthy and that they just needed to wait. Our Lord blesses those who turn to him and to wait on him, who turn to him for their help, for his help, and wait for his help. Are there any of you who would like to share about a time of patience in waiting? Eloise. Oh my. Oh my.
I was staring out the window.
Wow.
I remember they let me go to the doctor once a week.
Wow.
Being in the car thinking I'm in an alien world.
Wow.
Very much like I'm
wow. And you did it. You're a strong woman, faithful woman.
So, and Ellen had said to me, let's go. She said, let's go kayaking for one Sunday. And so we were going to do that. And as I got home, Sue had called me and said, Douglas, and I said, I can't talk. I'm on my way out the door. She said, well, just take his phone number there. So I did. And I'm, because it was for a anyway, when I get back, I'm probably sending this to a brick building somewhere in Timbuktu. But I'll do it because I told her so I can probably keep my promise. Anyway, I did that, and it was right before Labor Day, so okay. So we played phone tag for a while, and but what I remember is that we finally connected, and the day that we connected, and they said, yes, you have a job, you know, we finally went through all that process. I go back, I was working Kmart, I was a cashier, and that Kmart looked down onto the, remember the sunset. And as I'm doing the cash register, I look out and there's this beautiful sunset. And it was just, like I got that the job, it was just, it was just like an answer to prayer.
Mm-hmm. It was, absolutely.
I thought, here it is 3 days before Labor Day, school starts the day after Labor Day.
God put you where you needed to be, right?
Everybody knows most of my situations. But thought about the patience. It took me 10 years being patient to get my son home. And brought him home January 4th, 2017, in that blizzard. And praise God and pray for him.
Not easy, and yet you're not alone. You're never alone. Would anyone else like to share? So we can give thanks to Simeon and Anna. They modeled how to age gracefully. They modeled giving thanks in all things to God. May we learn from their willingness to pray and share and worship and wait on the Lord. Let's be thankful for the ability to live our Christian lives and to fully recognize the work of God. Let's be thankful for the ability to practice our patience. in his honor. Proverbs 14:29 reads, excuse me, a man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. May we trust and obey the Lord all the days of our lives. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have given us all we are and all we have. And now we give it back to you to stand under your will. In a special way, we give to you all the years of our lives. We are thankful for the seniors that are among us. We are thankful for those who are here at church. We are thankful for those who are at home worshiping. We thank you for your perseverance and your patience with us, and we only ask for more patience from you. We thank you for guiding grace in our thoughts and in our responses. Be with us this week as we worship you and serve you and serve others in your holy name. In your holy name, amen.